Waitress, excuse me a minute. Now listen. No, I'm not finding fault, but here, miss. The potatoes are lovely, the beef is all right, but what sort of pudding is this? It's what? Yorkshire pudding? Now, come. It's what? Yorkshire pudding, you say? It's pudding, I'll grant you. Some sort of pudding, but not Yorkshire pudding. Nay, nay. The real Yorkshire pudding's a poem in batter. To make one's an art, not a trade. Now listen to me, for I'm going to tell thee how first Yorkshire pudding were made. A young angel on furlough from heaven came flying above Ilkley Moor, and the angel, poor thing, got a cramp in her wing and came down at an old woman's door. And the old woman smiled and said, "Eh, it's an angel. Well, I am surprised to see thee. I've not seen an angel before, but thou'rt welcome. I'll make thee a nice cup of tea." And the angel said, "Eh, thank you kindly, I will." Well, she had two or three cups of tea, three or four Sally Lunns and a couple of buns. Angels eat very lightly, you see. Then the old woman looked at the clock and said, "By gum, he's due home from mill, is my Dan. You get on with your tea, but you must excuse me. I must make pudding now for old man." Then the angel jumped up and said, "Give me a bowl, flour, water, eggs, salt and all, and I'll show thee how we make puddings in heaven for Thomas and Peter and Paul." Then the old woman gave her the things, and the angel just covered her wings and said, "Hush." Then she tenderly tickled the mixture with spoon, like an artist would paint with his brush. She mixed up that pudding with heavenly magic. She played with her spoon on that dough, just like Rubinstein would play the piano, or Heifetz would twiddle his bow. And the old woman whispered, "I reckon, dear angel, the clouds that I see in yon skies, so fleecy and foamy, is batter for pudding for saints feasting in paradise. It's mixed with the rain and stirred with the rainbow and baked in the beautiful sun." And the angel kept stirring and smiled as she answered, "And when a star drops, then it's done." "But joking aside," said the angel, "the secret of puddings made here or above is not in the flour and the water, but mixing it. See that you mix it with love." And when it were done, she put it in the oven, and she said to old woman, "Goodbye." Then she flew away, leaving the first Yorkshire pudding that ever were made, and that's why. It melts in the mouth like the snow in the sunshine, as light as a maiden's first kiss, as soft as the fluff on the breast of a dove. Not elephant's leather like this.